Hi, this is Margot Kelly with Political Commentaries, and it's March 18th, 2023. It's been a long time since I did a podcast, guys, and I gotta tell you, it's been for reasons of plain disgust what's going on politically in our nation. It's been such an outrage of what's happening that it's not just happening in like one little place. So much is going on that it's stunning to me, and I'm like, is this America? Do we do book banning now? Are we banning all our books? I mean, is this really happening all of a sudden because some idiots decided to give the power to this miniature Hitler in Florida? I mean, you can't mention the fact that your parents are gay or that they're I mean, this is crazy. Like, what's going on? Really, how ever since the Supreme Court got away with deceiving and lying and no consequences, no accountability, you know, just the highest court could lie and pull the wool over everybody's eyes and get away with it because we have a system where we don't hold them accountable. It's just been, everyone's been like, hey, we can just flip everything now. Let's just change, just go back to the 50s. The Republicans are out of control. And what's happening is upsetting beyond words. Listen, the good news is right now that Trump may well get indicted. And he himself said that Tuesday he expects to get arrested. But this is, it's for the Stormy Daniel paying off the hooker thing. But this is the thing about that. Like, why is that more? Why is that happening before the incitement of an insurrection where people actually died? Where our own president got there and asked for, so much has been exposed. You know, people trying to even threat to hang their vice president, and he's on recording for, well, they didn't like what you... You know, they're not happy with you, whatever. The whole incitement in America, and he's not been immediately arrested is weird to me. It's like bizarre. I mean, if Biden did that, what would little Marjorie Taylor Greene say about that? Or Laura, or Tucker Carlson? What would these people do if Biden had done that? I mean, the hypocrisy is just, it's like knee-high and horseshit. It's just bullshit. Really, it is. And so that's why I've not been podcasting. But like now, I want to kind of come back and talk about what's going on and why. You know, the threat of this man ever running again, and the joke that we think all along that, oh, it's not possible, he's finally going to get arrested. I don't know that he is. And they're, you know, well, at least what they're saying, like on CNN, and the people talking points are that, oh, others are thinking that this is just going to help him to his base, who are just absolute Trump chumps. And like, oh, they're after me. The bad Dems are after me. Can you send me more money, guys? You know, whatever. I mean, the fact of the matter is if this strengthens the base, that's such a sad comment. Well, can they get sadder, though? I mean, I don't know. Is it possible to... How low can you go when you respect a rapist, a sex offender, a braggart, a con artist, a tax evader? The fact that you'll pay more taxes than him, and he's a multimillionaire, and you're okay with that, speaks miles about how sad you are as a human being taking up space on this planet. Really, that you think, oh, that's cool, I should be the one that supports everything instead of him. In fact, just go play golf. Could we elect him again so he could just play golf every fucking day and enrich his place in his offices and tear down everything that we've spent decades building? Look, you know, he put down DeSantis for threats of attacking Social Security when he himself is on the record for doing such a thing. It's just ridiculous how quickly people forget or are willing to overlook. It really is. So will he be arrested? According to him, he thinks he will be arrested on Tuesday. But if he's not arrested, it's going to be a problem. Because we have to decide what kind of world do we want. Do we want one where there is only justice for the nobody? Or do we want justice for all? Because there's a lot of injustice for the poor. But there's never any injustice for the wealthy. And I think that that's a big commentary, don't you? So we got to decide. Do we want, you know, what's that guy's name? Chrisley knows best. He and his wife went to prison, both of them. And on the reality TV show of the Jersey Girls, I mean, they, not the Jersey Girls, the Housewives or whatever, the ones in Jersey, they went to prison because they didn't, they got more money. They lied about how much money something was worth, and then they didn't pay taxes or whatever. Like, the same thing that Trump is guilty of. Why wouldn't he go to prison? You just don't want to imprison a powerful liar and deceiver, just the ones that, I mean, it doesn't, none of it makes sense to me. So the discussion about this is going to just, you know, make him even more, you know, boost his ratings amongst his base. Well, isn't the idea that you can't run for president if you have a felony anyways? So that means that they're not going after that? I mean, why are we going after Stormy Daniels' payoff when inciting an insurrection seems so much bigger? Right? I mean, people literally died. What about Tucker Carlson, who got caught saying, "I hate his guts," finally got caught for saying the truth about Trump. Now he's kissing his ass because he knows Trump can destroy him, so he's just sucking hard on that. But the fact of the matter is it's already in the court records from the text that they got. So what does his base think about that? Tucker's base or Trump's base? Both. They'll probably never know, because Fox certainly isn't going to tell them, and they don't know how to turn the channel to hear about the other media outlets that are talking about it, right? So listen, speaking of media outlets, if it's not bad enough that Florida's banning books, now we have the threat of TikTok. And this is all a hoax to say, after all these years that TikTok's been around, suddenly we're concerned that China is going to get some. No, what they're concerned is that you and I are going to communicate to each other, to tell each other about what the fuck is going on that you're not going to hear on a Tucker Carlson show, okay? And you're not going to hear it because you've already refused to, or you are going to hear it on TikTok, but you're not going to hear it anywhere else. So that's just more censorship. That's all that's going on here in America. It's become a fascist, communist, miniature one, you know. And listen, Elon Musk already bought Twitter to destroy it so that you couldn't reach, Democrats can't have the outreach that they used to have. Let me tell you what, I have 15,000 followers, and if I tweet, maybe 30 to 60 people might see it, might express, and out of those, they'll have zero following of people. And not my big followers of, you know, 30,000 and up, they won't even see my tweets, okay? So this is an algorithm that's designed to stop my political tweets. And it's not just mine, it's other people's. So that is censorship. Don't get it twisted. Elon Musk is a Republican whore who literally bought it to destroy our democracy so that you couldn't hear what we think about the Republican Party. That it's become a circus show and a bunch of the circus freaks that are, you know, auditioning for your votes. So the censorship that's going on right here is crazy, and the book banning and getting Elon Musk buying Twitter to destroy it and now take down TikTok. This is like Putin's playbook. Keep the people in the fucking dark while you yield evil and carry on these outrageous, outlandish illegal acts, and nobody knows, and nobody's the wiser, because you've taken out their way of finding this information. Or you can just put out your misinformation and deceive everybody. That's what's really fucking happening. Now, why people aren't protesting on the streets and going crazy with all that's happening is, I don't even know. It's because there's an overload of shining objects flying in every single direction, and we can't focus. We can't focus because there's just too much. It's like the invasion of the Republican stink. It's like an invasion of it, and it's coming in all these different directions and hitting you and desensitizing you, and to the point where we're doing nothing about it as it's happening before our very eyes. That's what's happening right now here in America. We are changing the fabric of who we are one thread at a time, and it's really unraveling to be quite a sad state of affairs. And it's like a COVID pandemic. It's just spreading, and nobody's really doing anything about it. There is no mask to stop that spread. Okay, and I've been staying away from my podcast because, you know, I'm so overloaded with what's going on. I'm so disgusted. But now as we turn the corner and we may possibly see some justice, at least for something, held accountable for something, it's a renewed sense of, okay, well, let's see what happens. A sense of potential justice on some level, in some way. And I think it's sad when you say, should we hold this rapist accountable for rape because they committed a murder? And we want to make sure that something sticks, so let's just go after one or the other. No, we don't do that in law. We list the crimes that you've committed, and we try you for those crimes. So we don't pick and choose what things to hold Trump accountable for, right? We shouldn't. If he has not paid his fair share of taxes, and everybody and other people are going to prison for these things, and so should he. If he lied to the banks to get more money so he could defraud them and go bankrupt later, whatever he's done, he should be held accountable. And to not expect that is disturbing on so many levels. I just wonder when the common moron will decide to stop voting against their own best interest. And why would they vote for these people who are going to hurt them and abuse them? Why would anybody think that a known malignant narcissist had anybody's interest but his own ever in mind? Like, how did we raise such idiots is what I'm confused by. I don't get it. And it's been so disturbing to me that I don't even want to talk about it at this point. But, you know, maybe there's a ray of hope, and so we'll see. Meanwhile, I'd like to just say that I'm hoping now that the ICC has at least, you know, put a warrant out for the rest of Putin if he leaves the country, that maybe that will deter him somewhat from further damage, knowing that he can't run and hide. So he can't leave the country without fear of getting arrested. But when he is, you know, attacking even our drones or whatever, if he's attacking Ukraine and created a war, not if, he is attacking Ukraine, and as a result of it, if he ever thought that he could just escape the consequences by going to another country after he does something, he can't now, because he'd be arrested. And in that way, that might hold him a little bit, you know, at bay. Just a little, who knows, probably not. But that's another crazy thing that's still happening, hard to believe, a year later. Why we don't take him out still and haven't is hard for me to comprehend, but, you know, the fact that we are still arguing amongst ourselves whether we should support helping Ukraine is another just sad statement of who the hell people must think that we are. Because not helping them is hurting everybody. And helping them is helping us all. And so, thankfully, Biden got us all united and restored our country in that way. But at this stage of the game, we still have the power to vote. And we're putting the people in power who are making sure that those people who have the power to vote aren't really going to be hurt as much as they should be. And what they want will not be represented because these few are dictating to the whole. And that's because they were given power because they were voted in office. So all the crazy circus freaks that are out there representing them got there because of them. They put them there. So when Republicans vote in 2024, I hope that they will not decide to further take down our own country, voting against their own interests and mine in support of the ultra rich, who the ultra rich are trying to make sure that they can maintain that power and status, and nobody can stop them by using the very people they use and abuse to put them in power to do this under them. It's crazy if you think about it. Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with Trump. I will address this this response, but I do want to say that it's been quite a while, and the reason I haven't been doing it is because I've been just disenchanted with the whole state of affairs, so much so I don't even know what to talk about anymore, because I just feel like, you know, smashing a glass wall and whatever, you know. I'm just not happy with how, I'm deeply disappointed with how ignorant people are to their own actions that have caused us to allow what's going on. I mean, literally stunning to me. And when now that Tucker Carlson got busted for his text saying he hates Donald Trump's guts, whatever, I would love to know what's happening in the Fox world now. But although he is kissing his ass again, I'd love to know if the Fox viewers just had a come to Jesus moment with themselves, because they've been played by Fox and Trump, and are they even aware? Because certainly Fox didn't tell them. I mean, they'd have to turn the channel and get their news elsewhere, and they've already been told don't believe the news, because that's how stupidly controlled they are. But yeah, we'll see what happens. But there needs to be accountability. Fox needs to be held accountable. Trump needs to be held accountable. All these people who have helped to incite the insurrection need to be held accountable. And you know, we'll see what's going on. The Stormy Daniels to me is the least of my concerns compared to, you know, the tax, the middle class paying the wealthy's fair share and trying to survive on Social Security and everything else from the middle class, when these wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people get away with not paying, is just, you know, such an imbalanced balance. It's crazy. So anyways, that's all I wanted to say for now. You can find me on Simply Margulis on Twitter. Not that you're going to ever see my tweets, because Elon Musk broke that. And yeah. Find me on Political Commentaries on Facebook, and I'm actually on TikTok as well, except I'm not talking politics there. I'm just being silly or not silly or whatever. It's really sort of all over the place, but that's Marco Kelly Real 6 on TikTok. I believe it's Real 6. Marco Kelly Real 6 on TikTok. Anyways, sorry I haven't been around, for those who have been following, and I hope that you and I will be able to dance in the street of celebration rather than taking up the streets in protest soon as we hear what's going to play out with Trump. So next time, stay safe and talk to you soon. Bye.